This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, it is 5:42 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. Sean Tanis of our news desk is joining us for our market wrap, and it's actually a continuation of the story we were speaking about earlier because we were speaking with Brendan Sobey of Sobey Aviation, and Sean, you're about to be talking, I think, in a bit more detail about a report that was released, which from Brendan Sobey, which says that over 40 airlines have collapsed so far this year due to the pandemic, and analysts are now warning that more airlines are set to follow the same fate in the coming months.
Yeah, so this report was basically released on CNBC today, and it says strong government support has in fact stopped many airlines from going bankrupt, right? So they looked at this travel data company's findings, it's called Cirium, and they found that 43 commercial airlines have ceased or suspended operations this year. And out of these airlines, 20 of them actually operated at least 10 aircraft, meaning the impact is more severe on larger airlines. So Brendan Sobey weighed in on the report, saying that airlines may go bankrupt because of poor business models or other issues they are already facing, but this year it's mainly because of the loss of demand. So the International Air Transport Association also warned this week that the industry will burn about $77 billion in cash in the second half of this year, and will continue to lose more money throughout next year. So they estimate the passenger traffic is likely to return to normal levels only in 2024.
So essentially, every time you come in here and you want to talk about aviation, the news is not great. And this data does point to similar or even worse bankruptcy figures in previous years. So if we look at the current figure, last year, 46 commercial airlines failed, while in 2018, it was actually a lot worse with 56 airlines, and there wasn't even a pandemic then. So, I mean, I'm not sure how to understand this data.
Right. So So Brendan Sobey, he explained this in detail. Basically, he says many airlines were already struggling before the pandemic started. So ironically, they now have a better chance at survival because of government help. So without government support, we would have seen mass bankruptcies across the world in the first 6 months of the crisis itself. But now the number looks manageable only because of this intervention. And the key point from the data is also that many airline failures usually occur in the final few months of the year. So the report says the first and fourth quarters are the hardest because most of the revenues generated in the second and third quarters. And Sobey was also saying airlines would typically spend the summer building a war chest of sorts so that they can survive the winter. So it's truly Game of Thrones, like winter is coming, you know. But the concern this time is that the winter is going to continue for all airlines throughout next year. And Sobey says that if there's any silver lining at all at this point, is that things have gotten so bad that many governments had no option but to support all these airlines.
Right, but that's the opposite of what we heard this morning, isn't it? So I think, which is why earlier on when we were talking about Malaysia Airlines, there are all these questions thrown up in the air. So moving on to Bursa Malaysia, there's still some good news for some sectors. Pharmaceutical counters Pharma Niaga Berhad and Duo Pharma Biotech Berhad were rising today. What's going on?
Yeah, so the share price of both stocks have more than doubled since July 14 this year. So this is after the government announced that it has identified the two GLCs to undertake the fill and finish process for a potential COVID-19 vaccine once it's developed. But the government later clarified that the process will not just be confined to the two companies. So Putrajaya also announced today that it will develop a distribution schedule for the vaccine. So Science, Technology and Innovation Minister Khairi Jamaluddin said that vulnerable groups will be given priority once a vaccine is approved, and the schedule is expected to be revealed within the next few months. And at close today, Pharma Niaga was 7 cent higher at 4 ringgit and 69 cent, while Duo Pharma rose 1 cent at 3 ringgit and 44 cent.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap. We'll be back after this to read some messages that have come in on the subject of Malaysia Airlines. If you would like to share your thoughts, again, you can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.